You're listening to More Than Steps, the podcast where we geek out on how belly dance works, one coffee run at a time. I'm your hostess, Nadira Jamal. Do you remember any of those cafeteria scenes from teen movies, especially the ones in the 80s? You've got the main character sitting at the lunch table, staring longingly across the room at the table with all the popular kids. And did you ever notice how that character is almost never alone? Usually they've got a best friend, maybe even two or three friends sitting there with them. But they only have eyes for the popular table. All they can focus on is how much they wish they were there. And the same thing happens with belly dance improvisation. When I ask dancers what their biggest challenge with improv is, what I hear over and over again is, "Oh, I can always remember just a couple of movements on stage. I wish I could stop doing those." But if you want to improvise successfully, you have to do the opposite. You have to stop pushing those moves away and instead embrace them, because those are your safety moves. And your safety moves are your real friends. They're there for you in your time of need. You're on stage, you're panicking, the audience is staring at you, and you are sure that you're gonna just draw a blank and stand there like a deer in the headlights. But your safety moves say, "We've got you. We are not gonna let you fail. We're gonna give you options." And so we really need to cultivate that friendship. But how do you do it? Well, it's the same as making friends in real life. First, you have to accept them, and then you have to get to know them. So when you're improvising and you feel like you're doing a move too often, that's a great sign that you've got a safety move on your hands. So embrace it. And then get to know it. Practice it a lot. Practice different ways to vary it. For example, if you do a lot of step hip, then try it with different traveling patterns. Try it with different timing, fast, slow, mixing it up. Try three hips for every step instead of just one. Try mixing up the direction. Maybe you do step hips lifting and step hips dropping, or step lift lift drop. That's one of my favorites. And try decorating it with different arms. Now, this process doesn't mean that you have to ignore your other moves. We just have to stop chasing them. Because just like the cool kids in the cafeteria, they're not gonna come to you when you're needy and desperate. But when you're relaxed and confident, that's when your circle opens up. Now, you may be worried that your dance is going to be boring if you let yourself focus on just a few moves, but that is not the case. Typically, we have a double standard about this. When you're the one using just a couple of moves as the crutch, but when you see another dancer doing it, you love it. You recognize it as their signature. And remember that it's not the moves you pick, it's what you have to say with them. So stop pushing your safety moves away. Accept them, get to know them, and make them the most important part of your dance life. Because if there's one thing that we learned from these movies, it's that the most important thing is to be yourself and accept your true friends. If you need some help with this process, you can check out my video, The Improvisation Toolkit Volume 1. In this program, we help you identify your safety moves, make really good friends with them, and also access the rest of your movement vocabulary. You can find that at bellydancegeek.com/store.
Thanks for listening. For more geektacular resources, visit bellydancegeek.com.